bei Flux FM. Und überraschenderweise haben wir jetzt doch noch Besuch bekommen von der wunderbaren Band The Rural All Balter Advantage. Sorry, I'm mixing up everything. Nils, der Frontmann ist hier. Nils Edenloff. Und ich sage herzlich willkommen. Nils, what an interesting name.
Oh, well, thank you. It is a unique name back home. So,
is it?
Yes. Well, most people always screw it up because there's not a lot of Nilses back there. I think I've never met another Nils back in Canada, so.
Okay, you say Nils.
Yes.
Really?
And I think everyone, Nils?
Nils.
That's yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess that's just the way I was taught because no one has that name back there.
Yeah,
so.
But great choice of your parents to call you Nils.
Yeah, I think I was named after a great uncle from what I was told. So yeah. It's the roots are kind of Scandinavian, so.
Also es ist auf jeden Fall eine dreiköpfige Band, zwei Herren, eine Dame. Eigentlich war Amy eine ganze Zeit dabei, aber die ist jetzt, Amy left last year?
Last year, yes.
Last year. Yeah. Now is Robin on board, die Bass und Keyboard spielt und der Mann hier zu meiner Seite, der singt und spielt Gitarre und dann haben sie noch einen exzellenten Schlagzeuger an Bord, nämlich Paul. So where are Robin and Paul right now?
They're sleeping. They flew in this morning. They flew in this morning, so they're pretty jet lagged. And Robin's fighting strep throat, so the life of a touring band.
Ja, natürlich. So. Aber sie werden es trotzdem meistern, auch wenn man erkältet ist und noch Jetlag hat. Heute Abend spielen sie im Badehaus. So Badehaus hier in Berlin is sold out.
Yes, yeah, I heard about that. That's really awesome. We're excited about that.
Lots of fans here in Berlin.
Berlin's great to us.
Obviously. And you're doing quite some shows around Europe. Or what do you do right now? From where did they fly in? From Canada? Or?
Yeah, from home. So Toronto. Yeah. So, I landed yesterday morning. So I was able to take in the snow a bit, walk around and adjust myself. But they got in around like 10 o'clock this morning, so.
Don't you have any snow in Canada?
No, we do, but it was, I was just pointing out that I was here yesterday, so I knew it was snowing.
I believe you.
I guess.
Sehr gut. Sie haben auch viele neue Songs schon fertig. In diesem Jahr wird ein neues Album rauskommen. So there's a new album this year coming out.
We're working on it, and that's kind of like why we're doing a bunch of these shows, trying to, you know, write music as we're playing shows and tweaking them in front of people. We're going to be trying a new song tonight. When we were playing shows in the US in November, we were trying out new stuff there, and now we've released those two songs. So that's kind of what we're trying to do.
Do you do this always like this, like the audience being your test audience for the new album?
I think when we were starting out as a band, that's definitely kind of how we got to start, because we weren't these like wonder kids that got signed out of nowhere. And I think that definitely helped the music grow and develop before we ever like got into a studio. So we, in a way, kind of got away from that. But we're trying to intentionally go more towards that and slowly put out more music as we're writing it, as we're excited about it. So,
But you also were nominated for these awards in Canada, like what's the Juno Award or something like that?
Yeah. We were nominated for the, best new group of the year type thing. So yeah, you know, it's definitely helped us.
Of course.
we're flattered by those things. So, but at the same time, it's about playing shows for people. That's what we really enjoy.
Ja, das hört man auch. Das ist ihnen ganz wichtig. Die Konzerte selber, der Kontakt zu den Leuten, die Musik sich gerne anhören möchten. Das ist alles immer sehr, sehr persönlich. Es werden viele Geschichten zwischendurch erzählt. So gibt es ja auch einen Song, den wir vorhin gespielt haben, der sich um dieses Feuer dreht, was es in der Heimatstadt von Nils gegeben hat. So I already talked when we gave away the tickets about the
sorry about that.
No problem. The fire near your hometown, or actually that was in your hometown.
Yeah.
What was that for a kind of fire?
Pardon me?
What was that for a kind of fire? The forest
The city is definitely surrounded by a lot of evergreens and forest and whatnot. So yeah, it was, they called it a wildfire, brush fire that started and kind of went out of control, and they had to evacuate the entire city of about 80,000 people.
Wow.
So yeah, it was, once it was all said and done, it wasn't like the whole city was damaged. The damage was far less than they anticipated, but seeing some of the footage that came out of there, and definitely certain areas were just completely destroyed. Beacon Hill was one of the first hit areas. But yeah, it was a little unsettling to see, you know, the footage come in and hear stories like my high school burnt down and whatnot. So I think, the music kind of came from that sort of like helplessness, I guess. You know, what can you do?
Because you grew up there.
Yeah, and I won't lie. I left there because I didn't want to be there anymore. But my life has become quite closely coupled with the city where I grew up and the province. And I guess it's sort of like, I always assumed I wouldn't want to go back, but if I ever did, there would be something to go back to.
Yeah.
And the idea that, you know, maybe there wouldn't be anything to go back to was unsettling.
Ja, natürlich. Wenn man dann weiß, dass vielleicht sogar das eigene Haus, in dem man groß geworden ist, niedergebrannt ist. Das war jetzt nicht hier der Fall, aber er sagt, es war ein riesiges Feuer. 80.000 Menschen mussten damals evakuiert werden, konnten später ist wieder in die Stadt. Wenn man das natürlich, auch wenn man etwas weiter weg in Toronto wohnt, über seinen Heimatort hört, dann kriegt man schon ein bisschen mit der Angst und wird auch traurig, dass vielleicht alles zerstört wird, wo man dann damals groß geworden ist. So, this is a story to a song we already played, but maybe you can tell us something about Beacon Hill. It says also linked to the fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this was one of the first hit areas. The fire sort of started in the south of the city, where Beacon Hill is. And I'm sure if you just Google some of the footage, like just YouTube or something, like you'd find a bunch of dashboard cams of people driving through and just having the whole thing turn to these sort of nightmarish conditions within a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
It's, it was unsettling. It was like real fire and brimstone sort of stuff. It's specifically one of the neighborhoods within Fort McMurray.
And that's also in the song Beacon Hill.
I don't know if it's, I think it was just generally alluding to one of the areas that was hit by it, but just the whole general feeling of, you know, getting out of the city and whatnot.
How many songs of the new album will play around with this, the thing that happened there, the fire?
It's
personal stuff.
It's hard to say right now. We've always written personal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you never know what will inspire you in what way. We've always written songs that are quite personal, and this is a personal event, but I don't think it's going to be a whole theme record of fire.
Auf jeden Fall dieser Song jetzt auch noch mal ein bisschen um die Area da, die als erstes vom Feuer betroffen war. Und dann wird Nils für euch auch noch einen Song spielen hier live mit der Gitarre. Jetzt hören wir erstmal The Rural Alberta Advantage mit Beacon Hill in der Morning Show am Nachmittag. The Rural Alberta Advantage. Oder wenn ihr sagt, boah, das sind mir zu viele, dann macht ihr einfach RAA. Das ist ganz einfach. Die Amerikaner kürzen auch gerne ab, obwohl wir es hier ja mit einem Kanadier zu tun haben, um korrekt zu bleiben. Und der Mann kommt aus Toronto. So you're from Toronto. The microphone. Now it's on. Sorry.
Yes, I live there now. I was born and raised in Alberta. But I've been in Toronto for like probably 15 years now. So it's... I can say I live in Toronto.
You met all your other colleagues in Toronto as well?
I did, at an open mic night.
At an open mic night?
Basically,
wow,
yeah.
How many years ago?
Now we're really dating ourselves. I think probably about over 10 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Genau. And since then, the band is around together, sort of, in a way.
Yeah. We've been playing shows with purpose, let's say, for at least 10 years now.
So when you're from Toronto, I love the TV show Suits. Have you met any... any actors of Suits, or don't you watch any TV? You don't even know what Suits is?
No, I know of Suits. I haven't watched a show, an episode of Suits.
Shame on you, Niels. What are you watching?
I watched Westworld a little while ago. Watched a little Silicon Valley right before we left. So, mostly I'm into a bunch of documentaries and stuff. So I just watched the Oasis documentary last night. So that was... interesting, to say the least.
So you're a big fan of Noel Gallagher?
Not necessarily, but I was interested to see the whole thing. I was talking to somebody. It's interesting to see sort of like behind the scenes. Someone pull back the curtain. I think people are interested when, you know, like how we're road testing these songs and what's the creative process. People are very interested in that. And it's similar with that documentary, just seeing behind the curtain, like what was going on behind all the fights that we saw.
Of course, behind the scenes is always interesting. Like at a Bon Jovi behind the scenes documentary that he uses a towel if he wants to sing, make his voice, you know, good, like singing in front of his gig. How do you say it? Like einsingen oder, you know, to prepare your voice before.
Oh, yeah, for warming up.
Yeah, for warming up, of course, naturally. And when he doesn't want to disturb the other artists that are door to door in another room, when you have a festival or something he pulls the towel in front of his mouth and nobody else can hear it, you know? Says something for you as well. You're a great singer as well, Niels.
Well, thank you. No Bon Jovi, but I have done that trick before where I think I was trying to warm up in a hotel room. Yeah. And so I was basically like, doing, because I have a specific warm up that I listen to and do. It's a regimented routine, keeps everything normal. But yeah, I was basically trying to sing into a pillow to mute everything.
It's an old trick then.
Yeah.
So what kind of routine?
Oh, yeah. Me and John.
Yeah, go way big back. Buddies.
And I told him about it. He's like, yeah.
You should have used his jet today, so not the equipment wouldn't have get lost.
Yeah. Oh, man. John. Oh, man. John, where were you?
Next time.
Next time.
Heute Abend auf jeden Fall ausverkauftes Konzert im Badehaus und wir hören jetzt noch ein Stück live gespielt von Nils, der netterweise die Gitarre schon in der Hand hat. What kind of song are we listening to, right?
I'm gonna try doing, I wasn't super prepared for this, but I'm gonna try to do a song called Runners in the Night.
Runners in the Night, live eingespielt hier von The Rural Alberta Advantage. Have a great concert tonight.
Thank you.
Enjoy the other concerts here in Germany. You're going to be in Bremen.
Yeah.
No, just, you were in Bremen.
No. Today's our first
coming
show.
Coming up. Okay.
Yeah, so I think Bremen and Düsseldorf.
Okay.
I think those are the ones.
Okay, da gibt's nämlich noch Karten für, aber hier wir in Berlin sind natürlich schnell gewesen. Und wir haben auch die Tickets schon verlost, deswegen vielen Dank fürs Anrufen. Und jetzt genießen wir Nils heute Abend live on stage mit Paul und Robin. Okay. You can go for it. Yeah. We are happy to have you here.
Thank you.
And we are keen on listening to your song.
All right, here it goes. To the fire, bounced on the bones of the darkness in your eyes. Our thoughts were crippled by desire, suddenly gestalt, just colliding in light. I know concentric rings in the bones don't lie, we surely grown up. I know the lead answered ringing drier eyes before. Much. Our thoughts were wicked by design. If we could get old, then we could get right. Now watch you wither up in time, then let you go alone, just colliding in light. Though in time we were hanging on the subtle signs, waiting on the final cry. Ringing outside, tonight you're mine, and we're runners in the night. And no concentric rings in the bones don't lie, sure. And no, the lead answered ringing gyre eyes before it's too much. Though in time we were hanging on the subtle signs, waiting on the fire.